This episode of MMA Notes is brought to you by Bulletproof Coffee, high-performance coffee that'll upgrade your day. Save 10% off at bulletproof.com/MMA Nuts using code MMA10NUTS. Glory Kickboxing 32, July 22nd in Norfolk, Virginia. Save 10% off tickets with code G32MMANUTS at whynottix.com. HostGator, save 50% off hosting or get $5 domain with code MMA50. Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 300!
300!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, we're walking the line between serious and ridiculous. I feel I need to...
Three times.
Triple pump.
Thank you.
300 shows.
Fist bump.
Who'd have thought it? We just got a little gay.
He's like, huge.
And it's okay.
That fucking hurt. Ow.
It's okay.
Yeah, 300 episodes. Pretty crazy.
6+ years. 6.5, 6¾.
Thank you, fans. We love you for watching us.
Yeah.
300 shows. I'm thinking about that. And I'm
ponder going, that.
Well, I was having a conversation with somebody else, somebody we're trying to work with, and I had mentioned how the big thing that we wanted to do in the beginning was just the only real rule that we had was we're not going to stop. Even if it sucks, I was like, I don't care. It doesn't matter how many shows we do or how bad it is. Let's just make sure. The only thing we agreed upon was we're going to keep doing it.
Consistency.
Keep on doing it. Do it, do it, do it. And here we are, 300 shows later, still doing it. Crazy. Mm. How do you feel, Matt?
Phenomenal. Like the best ever.
Yes.
Every show.
Every time.
It's like... I feel like shit before it starts, and then once we start, it's like a goddamn light switch, and it never goes off. So like we were talking beforehand, I have a light switch. It's on or off, it's always on.
Can you use this switch in other areas of your life or just on the show?
Just on the show.
Okay. So it's totally useful.
It's totally useful, but there's a camera there.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, ooh, we forget
maybe
that.
Maybe that's the trick. You have a guy follow you around with a camera, and you'll always be on. Maybe you're redlining it all day long.
Like the Pokemon Go. And by the way, I gotta ask a question. Almost ran some Pokemon Go kid over. Do I get points for running over a Pokemon Go player?
Probably. Yeah, but that's a different game, I think. It's called ISIS.
What? No!
Didn't that shit just happen?
I don't know.
Too soon?
Banned trucks.
Yeah. Well, let me say this about that game. I think the concept is interesting. I think Nintendo has something to do with this, right? So it's a forward concept. People are getting out and doing shit. It's great. It's not sitting in front of the TV. The problem is that it's a fucking video game, dude. You can't... Life doesn't happen in a screen, okay? Life happens when you remove the screen and you look around.
Right. And so they got you halfway there, but now you have all these zombies that aren't paying attention.
Yes.
They're on their bikes and they have their headphones. And I was telling you, we went to a German fest and we were walking by the park at night. Mm-hmm. There had to be 15 to 20 kids in this park in the dark at fucking 11 p.m.
Kids in the park in the dark.
That's right.
And you were there.
I rhyme anytime.
And Matt was right there. He was like, "Ooh, kids in the park, dark." Salivating my lips.
If only I could get them all.
This is the moment I've been waiting for.
That's right.
Fuck that game. Whiplash. Listen, I'm a play your Pokemon. I got fucking shit to do. I don't got time for that. Fuck you and your Pokemon.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Fuck you, Pokemon.
But have a good time either way. So
yeah, just don't get run over. Pay the fucking attention.
Well, good point.
So anyway,
I really want to talk to you about something because I see you have something over there. You have something in your hand.
This is a book, Ingo. This is
you read.
This is like sometimes I try not to.
Okay.
You can go blind if you do it too much. It's like beating off.
It's only Playboy, Matt.
So back in the day, we took Krav Maga.
Oh God.
And you're Jesus being... Christ, let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
You should do it sometime.
Krav Maga?
If you want to learn what aggression is and how to unleash your inner aggression,
yes,
take it. And not this Club Med Krav Maga that's at some of these places.
Yes.
You want the legitimate, we shut the lights off, we turn the music up, we have five people fucking attacking you at once. Kind of deal.
Crazy shit, man.
But anyway, and then when you want to test it and go to the next level, it's a 4-hour test, and you might get 2 water breaks within there, and
maybe
they're just grinding you and grinding you and grinding you. But anyway, you need to know how to respond to each attack, mm-hmm. And this is the Holy Grail Bible. Complete Krav Maga. Second edition just came out. went back through it. They're now advocating biting in here, which I never trained on that. I didn't know we were
biting. Thankfully, we didn't train on biting.
A lot of kicks to the groin, but
yes.
Can you learn just from reading a book, Ingo?
No, but you can supplement your hands-on training, I think. So you have to do both. So either you got to read the book and have a partner to train with, right. Or you read the book and you go to a class.
Like the Gracie Academy, right? Like, can you learn the jiu-jitsu online?
No. No way. Fuck no. Listen, whoever's got a fucking belt through that shit, and no disrespect to the Gracies, you guys know what you're doing. It's a fucking McDonald's belt, okay? Jiu-jitsu is one of those sports, and I think so is this. It's all fun and games until somebody's resisting you, and it doesn't fucking work. Like, you have to learn.
Well, you have to train it, because I remember some of the early UFC guys would learn jiu-jitsu from training videos, but they have training partners. So
yes.
This stuff can be effective if you have a partner that is going to train at 100%. Yes. And the perfect example is when Ingo and I took Krav Maga at the crazy Krav Maga school, and the intensity and level that we trained at was when we went to another school to do Krav Maga, yeah. They're looking at us like, what the fuck are these guys doing? They are out of control. I'm like, yeah. This is the way we train. Yeah. Like, you guys train like this all the time? Yes, this is the only way we know how to train.
But not the instructor. The instructor, literally, he was salivating when he was watching us. He's like, oh my God, these guys are crazy.
Yeah.
And everyone's all like, whoa.
Yeah, these guys are nuts. I don't want to fuck any part of
Sorry.
Them.
Sorry, I only know 100%.
Yes. So, needless to say, great book. If you want to learn some shit, this is the place to do it. It's incorporating all the styles of mixed martial arts. Bassroot and Advocates it.
I have this book on my
shirt. We took it.
I read this when I was going to take that 4-hour test or 3-hour test, whatever it was. I read that book for like weeks on the shitter every time. I'm like, all right, studying the moves. It works.
Bullshit.
Yes. Hopefully you never have to use it though.
Yeah. But that shit's ingrained.
It is.
Because if someone comes up and puts your, like, the muscle memory is ridiculous.
I know. I'm with you.
All right. I feel like I gave birth. Let's talk a little about Bellator. What happened? There was a devastating jump knee delivered from Michael Venom Page on Evangelista Cyborg.
Yes. He got his dome got pushed in. There's like a crater on his head from this knee. I have never ever seen anything like that. I don't know if he's got some bone issues or struck, dude. And I think they started a GoFundMe because he's got swelling of the brain.
Well,
Bellator
said they're going to step up. They're going to pay for all his medical bills, show win bonus, the challenges, and I think what the GoFundMe is going to help is that he's probably done fighting.
Oh yeah,
and he's going to need to supplement some type of career plus. You know, you got to get through this. Like, anytime you have a brain injury, that's some serious shit, and you got a fucking dent in your head. So I don't know what's happening with his brain. Like, I see the X-ray or the MRI.
It's crazy.
Like, oh my God.
Yep.
And there is a literal dent in the guy's head.
It's crazy. I mean, and the problem is right now that he can't leave because he's stuck in the UK. He can't fly with this kind of shit.
No, like, even the pressure.
No, yeah. So who knows when he's going to get to leave there because... Right. It's crazy. How crazy is that? Like, that does he have to did he have a bone deficiency or something? How does that happen?
I don't know. It's just probably like you don't want to say it's the perfect shot, but it's wrong place, wrong time, perfect timing. Yeah. And did you hear the sound of it? Like, someone was cage side recording it, and like, you could hear the crack. And the only other time I remember something similar, I think it was John Jones on Brandon Vera. Like, he fucking cracked something in his head with an elbow, and he turned right away and covered up.
Yeah.
And was like,
busted his head in, man.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you hate to see this kind of shit happen. And
yep.
He fucking had a Pokemon celebration afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't know he had injured him.
I blame Pokemon.
So severely. It probably is. That's why the flying knee happened. It was a beautiful flying knee, though.
It's time perfect.
Yes. So... What Bellator is making it happen, would you say? Trying to?
Yeah, I mean, they're at a crossroads right now, and they had a good event, but, you know, you lose Kimbo Slice, and he's your number one draw, so now you need your other stars to step up. And I'd say Michael Venom Page is probably their next biggest star, it would be, in my book. It's either him or Ken Shamrock.
Yeah, good old Ken Shamrock.
Him or Tito Ortiz.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure. And I thought they were trying, there was a rumor that Tito Ortiz was going to fight Ken Shamrock for the fourth time, Mango.
Yeah, I totally want to see that fight. Not.
I think Tito turned it down, actually.
Thank you, Tito. We love you. Good choice, sir.
Yeah.
Because fuck that.
No, you don't want to see it again.
No.
You know what I want to know? Is Ken Shamrock still having that bare knuckle boxing match? I was researching that the other day. I couldn't find out.
That should have happened already. Was it June?
Pat Quinn, bare knuckle boxing. I thought it was supposed to happen.
This summer.
Yes.
It's summer.
Is it still summer?
It is. It's midsummer, Matt. Okay. It's a Midsummer Night's Dream.
Wet.
A wet dream. Midsummer Night's wet dream.
Thank you.
Speaking of a wet dream.
What?
I would like to bring your attention to something.
Okay.
Did you know
what?
That the UFC got sold this week?
Okay. Yes, I did.
Do you find that curious?
No. Weren't we talking about this forever? Like, look at all this stuff the UFC is doing behind the scenes. This fucking outfitting uniforms and Reebok and USADA and short selling all the fighters and trying to jam all these UFCs in at the end of the year to boost numbers. Like, we all saw it coming.
But Dana said it was definitely not happening. So,
well, we're under the thing, like, whatever Dana says isn't happening is happening.
It's going to happen.
100%.
So let's talk about him.
Because
this man has
him,
apparently...
Sale, there's lots of questions here. Where do you want to go?
So he's going to remain in place, apparently. Yeah. And I'm curious if you think this is fair, okay? So sold for about $4 billion. Largest sale in sports history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, on par... Some of the other commissioners, like the NFL, Roger Goodell makes over $20 million a year, right?
Yeah.
Dana White is going to make on par with that, according to what I read. And he may or may not have netted a gross profit from the sale of around 300-some million.
Yeah, it's like 360 because I think you own 9%.
Do you think that's a fair salary for Mr. Dana White to make about $20 million a year?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
You think he deserves it? I'm asking.
Because... Who else are you going to get to run this fucking thing? Do you think anybody else can run the UFC?
No, because, well, I don't want to switch gears completely. Because
right.
Chael Sonnen was on the Rogan podcast talking. Did you?
Yeah.
When he was talking about Dana calling him at like 4 a.m, right? And then he said literally, "Well, I'm fucking sleeping." And he goes, "Oh shit, I thought it was only 2." And he was serious. Like the guy's fucking working at 2. He thinks in his fucked up brain that 2 a.m. is an okay time to be working.
And so, to call someone.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine? So, yeah.
I'm going to call you at 2 in the morning.
Who would you can't. I mean, you cannot replace him. I totally get it. But, I mean, god damn, I think you should get paid more.
Yeah.
$20 million is not enough. I don't think, you know. How does he have all this energy? That's what I want to know.
Good drugs.
You think?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Is that why he has a bald head so you can't see how much he ages?
Uh-huh.
And then he's got the six-pack going now because of the show and all that.
Uh-huh.
So $20 million is fair, but I think he deserves more. I'm thinking like $100 million sounds better.
Well, he's getting a percentage of the profits is what I thought I read.
Oh, is he?
It's not a straight-up salary, so...
Okay, good.
I want to say maybe 10% of the profits, so... It could be huge. You just don't. We don't know what the UFC's profits actually are.
Zero.
Right. It's all smoke and mirrors. Yes. I mean, it's like, fuck. So, with this said, you know, do you think that Fertitta has sold the UFC at the right time?
Absolutely. I think you got to be, what did they spend? $20 million on it or something?
$2 million.
$2 million? Sorry. What the fuck? Look at that return on, what has it been, 15 years? 12, something like this?
Let's see. Something like that. Around, yeah. It would have been probably 95-ish? UFC 3? Something like that. 20 years? Just call it 20.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you sell? It's insane. Oh, yes. Where do I sign? Have a nice day. See you
later.
I think
you're at the height of everything because you're getting out right before union talk.
Thank you.
Class action lawsuit.
Yep.
Concussion.
USADA. Ruining everything.
All this. I mean, it's... And all your stars are losing, and all your people are failing drug tests, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of something else I want to talk about, too, is... So, with these new owners coming in, do you think we see any changes coming right away?
Well, is that the whole question?
Well, and then I would ask you, like, if if you were taking over as the new owner, mm-hmm. what would you change? What's the first thing you would change?
Well, you know, I would definitely get rid of the drug testing the way it is right now. But the problem is that from what I've read, everything I know about this whole deal is there are some legitimately big players that invested in this in legitimate businesses. Like, I think you had mentioned, was it Emmanuel's brother or something, right?
Yeah.
And then you got Michael Dell supposedly in the mix. So these are big-time business guys. They don't want to be involved with some shady shit. So I think they like the USADAs. Now, me, I ain't no big-time business guy. I'm like, fuck that. Get rid of that.
Well, you've got to look at it, too, from if I'm a business person and I'm losing my stars for 2 years, are you fucking kidding me? No, USADA gone. But that's not the first change I make. The first change I make is I'm getting rid of these skinny ass ring card girls, and I'm bringing some fat ass bitches in.
Okay,
who's that chick that's thick? Oh Jesus,
the list is long, man.
Hang on,
you're trying.
I had the writer Ashley Graham.
Okay,
we need thick ladies like that to be ring card girls. That's okay. Step one.
All right.
Step two, USADA. Step three, Reebok.
Oh Jesus, he's going there.
Step four, fighter salary.
See, fighters, you're always like not at the
top. I'm sorry, I've got other priorities. Hey. Step five, electrify the ring cage.
Okay.
Yeah. Step six, get rid of any weight class under 155 pounds.
Actually, there should only be two weight classes, big and small.
That's right.
That's it.
And you need 165 for the ladies. Because Jesus Christ, why are we making them cut so much weight? Like, Kat Zagano was posting. She said she started her weight cut at 175, and then she's fighting at 135. At least get them a 145.
That is a big woman. Holy shitballs.
There's a lot. They're all, like, did you see the pictures of Misha Tate?
Scared.
Trying to make 135, like, dying. Well, why are we trying to kill the ladies?
Didn't she get fake boobs, though?
Right, and that made way more. So, 145 at least, at a bare minimum.
She's got fake boobs that have, like, a plug. You can drain them and then refill them.
But then you're going to have some weird-ass hole on you.
That's all right.
But you have a hole or two.
I think I'm going to leave that go. I don't need to comment on this.
No.
Let's let that go. But, yeah, it's an interesting thing because I think the next year we'll tell a tale of, and this deal is done but not done. So, I mean, really, it could take 2-3 years before everything's final, right? According to what I read. Is it got to be done by the end of the year?
I don't think it's going to take that long. They want to be in, out, and done. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was reading somebody was saying that supposedly it could take 12 to 24 months for the full thing, but maybe.
That sounds way too long to purchase a business.
It's a $4 billion business, though. it's a different story than a $4 business. Like,
you're just buying a business. It's a business. So.
Okay.
Signing it over.
Do we need references?
It's all good.
Referrals.
But, well, I guess we should talk USADA and.
Oh, God. What are you going to bring up? Brock Lesnar?
Yeah. I don't even want. Well, here's what we talked about. Remember? We said. And I've got a lot of thoughts on this. So let's just lay the facts and then pose the question. So Brock Lesnar gets flagged by USADA for a potential, what do you want
to
call it?
The exemption.
Drug test failure.
Yes.
He had the exemption, so he didn't have to go through that four-month window where you're a retired fighter, you come back. And now this kind of blew up in the UFC's face. We gave him the exemption, and then afterwards you find out, he failed. The challenge here is, people, we don't know what he failed for, so we can't just jump his shit. It could be something as simple as Lyoto Machida with DHEA.
Yeah, well, the rumor around the campfire is supposedly some sort of inhaler type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read about this?
No.
Yeah, so like not Plavix, fucking.
Albuterol something?
Yeah, something like that. That he has trouble breathing because apparently they were training outdoors and, you know, the summer air or whatever. But at the same time, he did pass a bunch of tests prior to this one.
Right.
And are you going to bring up the John Jones thing? Is that your next?
Well, I don't want to play a race card here, but why do you pull the black guy and not pull the white guy?
I have a theory on this because Jones was tested like a week and a half prior.
Mm-hmm.
So the timeline makes sense, right? So he got flagged for what, around the 16th or 14th of that month?
It was the middle of June.
Yeah. And Lesnar was just 7 to 10 days later. So here we are. The timeline makes sense.
But don't they expedite these things? Because I thought we had this issue with the Nevada State Athletic Commission when there was I cannot remember who it was, but they did not expedite a drug test, and it came back after the fight.
Anderson Silva, perhaps?
Might have been Vitor Belfort. I don't know. There's a lot of... You could fill in the name, fill in the blank, but the same scenario where... Why are they not expediting these things? If you're going to have a clean sport, and this also goes back to the point of, if you're going to claim clean sport and claim you have USADA, you can't give the fucking guy an exemption in the first place. Again, you need to have all the details, but even any reason that you failed now just throws the legitimacy of this program into shambles.
Do you think USADA get paid based on the salary a fighter makes if they catch them?
No, but the Nevada State Athletic Commission does, and it's funny you mention that because they're actually having a meeting within the next week to increase fines for drug test failures.
Huh.
Isn't that curious?
Do you think they would go after the biggest guy?
There's a $2.5 million failure that we didn't catch? Which is weird, too, because why do they get a piece if it wasn't their drug test?
Everybody's got to get their cut,
Matt. No, you got to do your own work.
Grease the palms. We'll see. I will say that until it actually comes back, I will hold my opinion. Whatever it might be, maybe it's dick pills.
It could be anything.
Could be dick pills.
And it's also part of the question we raised before was, if Brock Lesnar fails a drug test, do they pull him before the fight? And we will never know. Like, there's secret emails. Do they know ahead of time?
Do they have to pull them?
They don't have to.
No.
It's their drug testing. They can do what they want. It's a third party. Technically, they can do whatever the fuck they want with this.
Mark Hunt wants his money, though.
How about the balls on him? You gotta like that. What did he say? I want half, or release me from my contract. And then I think he went up and said, I want it all.
And then he said, Brock Hicks like a pussy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, here's another question, though, too, as we're going down this theme of questions. So, does the UFC open itself up to a lawsuit by having all this USADA drug testing? So, say it was found out that the UFC knew ahead of time and let Brock Lesnar fight Mark Hunt, knowing he was on some sort of performance-enhancing drug. This is all a theoretical. I don't want to say that.
Theoretical?
Thank you. Question. It's like that one thing where I always go, I can't even think of what it is, but I'm going to get too lost.
I'm lost.
This train.
What are we talking about?
So, say... Can Mark Hunt sue the UFC? What is happening here? Is there a potential of a lawsuit from Mark Hunt to sue the UFC for letting someone who was on performance-enhancing drugs beat their head into a pulp?
Perhaps.
If it's found out that they knew ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because I want to say it was Vitor Belfort when he fought John Jones. The UFC knew he had failed a drug test, but they did nothing and let John fight him anyway. That one came out in some emails.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah.
Remember? And he did nothing with that. It almost seems like they're hurting themselves by having these tests in more ways than one.
Well, does Hunt still get paid if he doesn't fight, though? Brock, that is? Does he still make his money?
Who?
Mark Hunt fights and makes his money. Or Brock tests positive, no fight, he makes no money.
Right.
What's worse, fight and make the money, or don't fight and make no money?
No, it's fight and make the money, because the same case was Daniel Cormier supposed to fight John Jones, but he was supposed to get $1 million for that fight, and probably some of the pay-per-view, but then can't and has to fight Anderson Silva for $500,000. So he lost $500,000 because of fucking John Jones's test.
I have the answer.
Go ahead.
They're not going to sue the UFC. They will sue the fighter. That makes more sense.
Sue Brock Lesnar?
Yes. Yes.
Someone's got to get sued.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. Mark Hunt, none too happy.
No.
See, I just like this whole thing has opened so many cans of worms. Should just let it alone. And hopefully the new owner see this. Like, you can't open your stars. You can't lose your stars for 2 years. You know, is John Jones the most popular guy in the UFC? No. He's the best fucking pound-for-pound fighter there is, though.
Yes.
And you're losing him for probably 2 years. That one's still debatable.
Maybe longer.
Right.
Because he had multiple...
Well, and that's all alleged, because the only reason we even know that is because Chael Sonnen said it on a Joe Rogan podcast.
I believe him.
I don't even know if that's true.
It may or may not be. It sounded true, because he let it slip, and then he didn't even try to cover it up, because he was like, ah, oh, fuck. You know, he knows some shit.
Well, he never... He's got his own style of just write it out.
I thought we were breaking news. Like, Joe's like, you can't say that.
It's like, I think you're going to get sued.
I think we just did. It's like, so what? I don't care.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
No.
Then you have some real estate dealings. And.
But that is a great podcast, by the way. I used to listen to Joe a lot more, but that particular one was very good. Chael is, I mean, just the way he talks about the Anderson Silva, Vanderlei Silva. Situation in Brazil. I was driving and I had to pull up because I was laughing, just literally going, fucking crazy. This guy is so intelligent and has it all laid out. I mean, he is he's a surgeon, and where other people are just hacking away. You know, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a point other than that, really.
That's fine.
I love Chael Sonnen.
That's fine.
I want to have his babies.
That's fine. Then they just did their Submission Underground grappling tournament today.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? Did you watch it?
I did not, because you had to subscribe.
Ah.
And I will not subscribe.
Me either.
I was planning for the show, but apparently it went really well, and they had a lot of submissions, and, you know, the Metamoris thing was going on today, too. I don't know what happened there. Apparently a lot of draws, and I don't know who... I want to say Luke Thomas said someone had an issue with Metamoris, and... They decided to post the stream on their Facebook page because of all the fighters that they didn't pay. And these motherfuckers, Metamoris, keep sending out these emails like, we need to pay the fighters and blah, blah, blah. No, you need to pay the fighters in the first place. Stop running events. I don't know what you're doing.
Chaos.
Should have never gotten to this point in the first place. And with your stupid rule set.
Yeah.
What's
I don't
a watch
get the rules.
Set?
No. There was an EIB too, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Any problems?
Yeah, I usually watch that after the fact.
Yeah.
I like
on
to go
Fight
back
Pass?
Through. Yep.
Okay.
They have a lot of content. Jesus
they do.
Christ. It's mind-numbing, and it's a lot better since they redid it. What else you want to talk about? He can do whatever he wants, Zango.
Go look at Rusima Prahlharis. If you go on the...
You actually pronounced his name right. I don't think we've ever said his
Sorry,
name.
Paul Harris.
Thank you.
J.S. Snowden. Who the fuck posted this anyways? Some guy named Alan Allison. Huge. I'm talking... Did you think Paul Harris could ever get bigger? I mean, he's like twice as big as he was. What in the fuck is going on? That guy's totally natural, right? No.
No, but if you're just doing... I don't even know what he's doing anymore. That's the cool thing about all these grappling tournaments. There is no drug testing. So I don't even know if they're fucking weighing in. I don't even care. Just let them do whatever. That's how MMA should be.
Are you saying I should get on the sauce and get back to grappling?
I think so. I think everyone should.
Like Anthony Bourdain? Did you see pictures of him?
No.
Dude, he's fucking jacked. He's been training in New York, and I think he's been competing, too. So there's a picture of him. I think he competed over the weekend, like last weekend or the weekend before. That typical after the guys get up after they, you know, the win or whatever, and their gi is half open. Fucking six-pack, shredded. Dude, the guy's on some shit for sure.
Of course.
He's been rejuvenated. He says he doesn't even drink anymore, like, except to when he's doing a show. He's fucking crazy. Because you can do whatever you want in jiu-jitsu. Doesn't
exactly.
matter. Nobody's testing anybody. See?
And is there a problem with it? Are people dying?
I should get roided up and just do some jiu-jitsu.
Rip legs off. Then why do you think that guy doesn't stop on a heel hook? He's got so much sauce pumping through his veins. He's like goddamn Bane on Batman. He doesn't know. He just hit the button. It's good cranking. Rip. Shred. Tear.
Exactly.
Fuck.
Yes. So, good stuff. Whatever. That's all I got.
Oh,
you got more?
Last thing I want to mention. So, TJ Dillashaw went off on the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
He said, they're treating the fighters like employees without benefits. And he laid it out. He said, you know, with USADA, you have to let them know where you're at all times so they can show up and drug test you. You add in a Reebok uniform with no sponsors. You come into fight week within an 8% of their target weight. Is he right? I think we've established this, right?
Oh, he's definitely right. And, you know, it...
Because that was the one thing with this new purchase that we didn't even factor in. Mm-hmm. Like, does this happen, too? Are they going to finally consider them employees?
I don't know. There has to be a union or something happen. I mean, it sounds like it's total chaos. Jail had brought up that story about him and Vanderlei and how they had... Literally, these people are running around just fucking coming to your house and piss in the cup, take some blood.
Yeah, you know? He said that first one. The guy didn't even identify himself.
No.
They just went into some dirty back room.
Yep.
Shows no ID. Won't take a picture.
Do you believe his story about Vanderlei? About Vanderlei just, because of that reason, that's why he ran away. He didn't technically just run away or hide under a cage like John Jones did. But
then you're saying Vanderlei Silva is smarter than Chael Sonnen. Because he was the one who refused the test where Chael took it.
Well, he's an American citizen. He's law-abiding, right? He's the American gangster, Chael Sonnen. So he's
shit he had in the system, he shouldn't have taken that test. I mean, in the end, it came out better because he got a lighter suspension than Vanderlei. But if someone shows up unannounced, no ID, no nothing, wants to take your blood and urine,
it's not going to happen.
Fuck yourself. Nope. I'm sorry.
Who are you?
Ain't happening.
Nope. Well, I don't know why he would let him.
That's where it sounds iffy. Hmm. Again, you got to take everything he says with a grain of salt.
I question his story.
Yeah.
That sounds weird. He's too smart. Would he really let somebody do that? I don't know. I don't buy that story, but there's some weirdness.
Well, how often is he telling the truth?
I don't know.
He's never lost a fight.
That's right. He has not.
So that one will remain to be seen. I don't think I have anything else. There's a... open weight tournament Ryzen's doing.
Yes.
With 16 men. Vanderlei Silva, Krokop, who was running around the other day in an airport playing fucking Pokemon Go. He had a video of him posted up. And he's frightening people because imagine the jacked up Krokop running through an airport playing Pokemon Go. A little frightening.
Slightly. Who is this large man with...
What is he doing? You're scaring me, sir.
I don't even know how it works. Apparently, it sounds like this app would suck your data up. Like, no.
They're gonna say suck your dick. Then I might be. I could use
that is coming,
a good
literally.
Dick sucking.
They'll have dick sucking apps. It's gonna happen.
I think they have those.
Do they?
We're neither here nor there. It's getting to some ass and ass.
You like attach it and you call yourself and you pretend you're like talking to some other chick and then. Is this how this works?
I don't know.
Does it feel like it's somebody else?
It's like, why is Keith Jardine's mouth just so inviting?
I don't know.
Exactly. Ask the nuts and go, would you rather strike with Dan Henderson or grapple with Paul Harris?
I'll take Dan Henderson.
Fuck yeah.
Last chance.
We don't even know. It's a done deal.
Nah, whatever.
In and out done. Do you think Miesha Tate will ever be champion again?
No. I do not.
Yeah, I don't know if she can.
Unfortunately.
It's tough, though. Did you see the pictures of Ronda Rousey lately?
She looks a little chunky. She was just in Chicago or something, wasn't she?
Yes.
She looks a little chunky. I was like,
pregnant?
Damn. I don't know. Her face looks a little filled out.
It's very she said she wants babies, so that's a fair statement to make. She said revenge is a motherfucker.
Oh, speaking of babies, Rory McDonald just had a baby.
Yeah.
You see that picture?
And he's been talking to ONE FC and Bellator, and he's not coming back to the UFC.
I don't know. I don't think so either.
All right. Ben Lees. Who gets the next title shot in the following divisions? Strawweight, bantamweight, lightweight?
I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
No idea.
No cares.
Are there fighters in this division?
Well, we are the new owners of the UFC. We are cutting all weight classes. We're going old school UFC, old rules where there are very minimal rules. Mm-hmm. Only no one can stop the fight. You fight to the death. And who do you think is more more problematic fight for Wonderboy, Lawler or Woodley?
I would say probably Lawler would be more problematic.
I think so. I think Woodley can break mentally. during a fight. I have not seen Lawler mentally break. He only knows one way, and it's to come forward and fucking throw bombs.
What did he say? He will steal his soul?
Yeah. He's just so...
He's crazy.
He's got that stare, that thousand-yard stare.
Mm-hmm.
Like Roy McDonald's got that stare. But unfortunately, his nose can't keep up with that stare anymore.
Nope.
Erdogan Karamo. Should knees to the head be banned after what happened to Cyborg and Bellator?
No.
Freak
accident.
Freak accident. That'd be like, should checking kicks be banned?
Yeah.
Since this horrible injury on Anderson Silva.
Exactly.
Corey Hill. I mean, you can go down the list. Jack Brunette, do you think UFC 200 was as good as UFC 100?
No, not even close. Although Meltzer posted it's supposed to have done over 1.2 million. Did you see this?
Yeah, the rumors were it was not good.
Yeah.
Like, for all the hype. And think about all the money that they spent. That is really concerning, and I wonder why. Like, what if that is true? I hear a rumbling. That must be thunder.
Could be. It's supposed to rain.
It's concerning if it was 1.2. You had all your star power, or is it just because you didn't have Conor McGregor? Is Conor McGregor that big of a draw? That's my dog trying to get in here. Let me in, motherfucker! There's some shit going down.
They're shooting out here! Okay.
They got all that in. So... Yeah. So is it because Conor McGregor wasn't?
No, yeah, I think it's huge. You don't have a Conor McGregor. You don't have a Jon Jones. You almost didn't have a Brock Lesnar. There she is. Hello. You want to be on camera, dog?
Kind of.
We're just going to see tail.
You're just going to see tail.
Hi. How are you? It's just thunder.
She's freaked out.
It's all good.
She likes to come in here and hide under my desk, so.
It's all good.
Or just sit on Ingo's lap.
She just puts her head on my knee. This is your spot. I'm here. Nice.
Ronald Martineau. Do you think Michael Page should face disciplinary action for his admittedly awesome celebration with the Pokeball? Throwing an object at a still downed opponent seems like it shouldn't be encouraged in a sport, even though it was harmless and he had no real bad intent attached to it.
No, I think
so. No,
fine.
I think it's the guys want to celebrate a little bit. I say fucking do it. You know, look at the NFL and how they used to celebrate and then how they no, do not celebrate. Fuck. We cannot celebrate. Why?
Well,
I'm okay with a little celebration.
I miss the popcorn and all the crazy shit they used to do, you know.
Right.
Pagers and cell phones.
Right.
Whatever.
It used to be a thing. And, you know, I mean, I can get, like, maybe be going down to disrespectful lines, but whatever. You got to do something. And especially if you're a Bellator, fucking let's do some shit. I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
And what do you think the next wave of MMA fighters will be like? We had GSP kind of come in and be great at everything and lay the blueprint for everyone. Lately, it seems the purest martial artists have been able to come in and have a significant advantage already in one area, home, Wonder Boy, and build up other areas as they go. Any thoughts on that? I read that really choppy as fuck, so I'll just say... Like, we kind of see resurgence of different styles at different times. So, basically is what's happening. So, I'm almost ready for the jiu-jitsu player to come back to the top. So, take the Damian Maia, right? Mm-hmm. Or the Jacare. And I think Fabricio Werdum is more than the one-dimensional side of that. If Maia will ever get a title shot, that's the problem.
He's got to win his next fight.
Condit.
That's a tough one, yeah. It, you know, I always like the matchup. If they can put the matchup together, that's interesting. That's great.
Yeah.
But I would say currently a lot of fighters are more well-rounded. So.
Yeah, you typically don't have the one-dimensional fighters anymore.
No.
It's extremely rare.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is semi-well-versed in everything.
Yeah.
You know?
So we'll see. I mean, shit.
You have to be. I mean, you can't. You can't be just so one. I mean, unless you're Paul Harris.
Right.
Right? I mean, you know where it's going. You know what he's going to do. And it's, can you defend it?
No.
Can you tab?
No.
Are you going to come out without an injury?
No. Probably not.
Greg LaFountain. Anderson Silva hasn't won a fight since 2012 versus Stefan Bonner. Do you think he should keep fighting big money fights, or should he retire and ride off into the sunset?
Oh, man. I don't know. It's putting the smack down. She's not bugging me. No. You're okay. I would say he's Anderson Silva, and eventually the train will stop because the fans don't want to see it. I'm okay with him fighting whoever, you know? I don't know I'm trying to think of, like, who would I want him to fight next? I like GSP. Doug's
like, I want some camera
time. Am I on camera now?
Maybe.
Like, what is this pose you're doing here? What's happening? He's like, whoa.
It's all good.
I'm on camera. I'm a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Are you trying to be pretty?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
Vicious.
Yeah. What do you think? GSP? Sound interesting?
Versus Anderson Silva, if GSP comes back, he's coming back because Dana has denied it. Oh, he's so not going to come back, so he's coming back, right? And Robert Lilly, top of your head, pick five fights for UFC 300. Well, okay, oh, fucking,
just like
I can't give you five fights for UFC 300. That's going to be like 6 years from now. But I can give you people that will be in it. I think John Jones will be in that. And that's the crazy thing because he was in UFC 100. He could have been in UFC 200 and potentially will be in UFC 300. He's still young enough. You need the young kids that are going to be durable. And I don't know if a Sage Northcutt is durable enough to last. I feel like he's, you know, someone just posted a picture of him from 7 with these shredded abs. Like, Jesus Christ, was your dad feeding you the roids at the 7-year-old?
The meat.
Like that fucking Hercules kid,
I remember
like
that.
His dad did. Like, fuck, there's a point, I feel like he's going to be a burnout.
Could be.
You know, maybe 2 years and then checks out. But he's getting paid a lot of money. I thought he was on like a 50 and 50 at UFC 200.
He's making quite a bit of mint for a young guy with no real shit under his belt, right?
Yeah, and as far as the women, I wouldn't even know which one to predict. Be for, you know, we're talking 6 years probably.
That's a long time. That's an interesting question, but dude, that's forever from now. Yeah. So.
And Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. # Nuts Rule. # Matt Rape Train. # Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather fuck Sansa and Marjorie at the same time or get anal from Daenerys?
That's not even a question. That's easy.
Who?
I would definitely get anal from Daenerys.
Yes.
Twice.
Always.
Maybe 3 times.
Would you rather get a blowjob from Kat Zingano or from Gina Carano?
Yes.
Right. Gina Carano. If you choose any two UFC bantamweights to have a threesome, who would you choose? Cyborg and Carano. Don't count Matt and Ingo.
No Cyborg, no Carano. Who else is left? Misha Tate?
I don't know.
These are twisted questions.
Just fucking... I'm just taking anal from some lady.
Absolutely.
Giving and receiving. Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes. If you want to sponsor this show, we have openings.
If you'd like to give us anal via, like, cash injection.
And rectally. Did we tell them earlier in the show about, like, signing up for the newsletter? I don't know if we did.
We forgot.
Did we talk about these things?
So anal comes up, so please sign up for our newsletter.
Because some people were saying on YouTube that YouTube's not telling them about our videos. It comes out every Monday. But sign up for the newsletter, and you'll be for sure.
There's some serious thunder.
There are some fucking thunderstorms going down. If the power goes out,
Well, we're at the end now.
I got a generator.
We're good. Go there. Website, newsletter, sign up. Let us anally inject you with some fucking...
It's going between the chairs! Like, this is unprecedented territory!
She's literally...
Fuck you!
Is there some serious shit coming our way? Hold on. Let me look.
She is unprecedented territory. We've got a dog!
I gotta escape.
It's all good.
What's going on here? Carry on, Mac. Don't
stop. That takes us right to knowledge. You got any knowledge for said week?
Knowledge would be... Oh, yeah. It's gonna get crazy.
Fuck. Now he's...
There it goes.
Fuck the phone! Fuck the police!
My knowledge is, let's see. I have a 3-year-old daughter who decided to finger paint with her poop this weekend because she had diarrhea. And my knowledge to you is sometimes you just gotta laugh and say, life is just absurd. Don't get pissed. Just take it in stride. You'll be more zen when that happens.
You didn't say your daughter was possessed by the devil.
I don't know. Well, she turned around. She was very happy. She said, look, Daddy. But this happened during nap time. And, you know, kids do weird shit at nap time. And apparently, you know, she likes to paint. This could be a story I tell people when she's, like, 30. And she's a professional artist, you know, like, hey, remember that time you painted with your shit? Yeah, see? I cleaned that up.
No, I don't, man.
Throw me some cash.
Fuck you.
Yeah, well, hopefully that won't happen. But kids are fucked up. I mean, really, if you think about it, it's crazy.
Not normal anger.
So we painted this morning, like, with regular paint.
We're teaching.
This is things
this
you
is the
paint.
Right kind of paint. Yes. That's the wrong
These
kind.
These are colors. They don't smell bad. You know? So, I don't know. Who knows? She's crazy. She likes to have fun.
She likes to party.
She does. She has fun anywhere she goes. She's like, oh, I shit my pants? Fuck it. They were drawing.
That's right. I've got unlimited resources. Sweet. I produce them myself?
Yes. Brown is a good palette.
Benzine's got nothing on me, goddammit.
No.
Was it?
Hey, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Hopefully we don't get exploded by whatever's happening
outside.
Yeah,
there's some shit going on.
This has never happened. I think it's
unprecedented.
It must be really bad out there.
Yeah.
So
just feel freaked out.
We'll see you guys, you know, next time.
All right. How's your plans?
Thanks for watching. The best way you can support MMA Nuts is by checking out one of our partners, Bulletproof Coffee. You get high-performance coffee that'll upgrade your day. You can save 10% off at bulletproof.com/MMA Nuts using our code MMA10NUTS. That's good through July 31st, 2016.